making the house look camouflaged. At one point, someone had started repainting the house plain white, but had given up mid-brushstroke, leaving more than half unfinished. There was often no water in the house, and Jory had to bucket out what was in the toilet. But Arlene loved that it was spacious and set apart from other houses. It was quiet, she remembered, and $5.25 for a whole house, two bedrooms upstairs and two bedrooms downstairs, it was my favorite place. After a few weeks, the city found Arlene's favorite place unfit for human habitation, removed her, nailed green boards over the windows and doors, and issued a fine to her landlord. Arlene moved Jory and Jafaris into a drab apartment complex deeper in the inner city on Atkinson Avenue, which she soon learned was a haven for drug dealers. She feared for her boys, especially Jory, slack-shouldered with pecan-brown skin and a beautiful smile, who would talk to anyone. Arlene endured 4 summer months on Atkinson before moving into a bottom duplex unit on 13th Street in Keefe, a mile away. She and the boys walked their things over. Arlene held her breath and tried the lights, smiling with relief when they came on. She could live off someone else's electricity bill for a while. There was a fist-sized hole in a living room window. The front door had to be locked with an ugly wooden plank dropped into metal brackets, and the carpet was filthy and ground in. But the kitchen was spacious, and the living room well